Do you prefer blazing heat or freezing cold? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. We'll be coming into summer soon in Michigan, which makes me pretty excited, and I'm looking forward to the warm, but I'm definitely not looking forward to the way my legs are going to stick to the seats in my car, or the sunburns, or the fact that sometimes you can't get cold, because sometimes it gets a little too toasty, you know? And today's Devo actually talks about a day that's a little too toasty. So while we're on the subject, grab some ice water and let's go. It's called The Shade of the Almighty by Kristen Merrill. Today, while I was getting the hose and sprinkler sorted, I stood in the sunshine. It was nice for a bit, but eventually the blaring sun was just too much. So I moved my operation into the shade, and wow, that was better. Standing in the shadow of the house, I could keep working and ultimately fix the problem with the hose. In life, we occasionally handle some discomfort, but we can't bear up under blazing heat at high noon for long. Our bodies weren't designed for it. God has made us lovers of shade. As part of God's great care and provision for His people, He provides the shelter we need in every kind of suffering. He provides Himself. He Himself is the one standing so close by that His shadow is our hiding place, as we read in Psalm 32, verse 7. Even better than a house! God's comfort is always available as we abide in Jesus. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. From the comfort of His shade, we respond like the psalmist did with great thanksgiving. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. If you liked that verse, you can check it out in Psalm 91, verse 2. Come and dwell in the shadow of the Lord Almighty today. Allow His presence to be your comfort, to shield you from the harshness of the hot sun. How? When we pray, sing to Him, and read His word, we choose to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We can also talk with trusted friends and mentors who pray with us and lead us into a deeper relationship with Christ. Have you endured blazing trials and found your shelter in God's shade? Perhaps you are the loving presence that offers a cool, refreshing cup of water to the weary one in your life. May God equip you to lead your friend into the shade. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you experienced blazing hot sun and searched for any bit of shade to provide relief? Have you experienced the relief the love of God brings to us in our suffering? What was that like? How could you offer that shade to someone you know? If you want to dig deeper, in John 4, Jesus sat down by a well in the heat of the day and asked a Samaritan woman for a drink of water. Then Jesus said, "The water I give will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life." To find out more, check out the written version of today's Devo on the app or at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Psalm 91, verse 1, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Now, I encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 91, John 15, verses 1 through 5, Acts 16, 22 through 25, and Colossians 3, 15 through 17 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know we actually have a summer reading program starting? Stay tuned for more information. By the way, it has some pretty awesome prizes. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the sea with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.